It's Tuesday, July 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Here come the vaccine mandates. The Department of Veterans Affairs has become the first federal agency to require its healthcare workers to be vaccinated. New York City is mandating vaccines for city employees or weekly tests. And California is the first state requiring healthcare workers and state employees to show proof of vaccination or get tested weekly. Aaron Allday, health writer at the San Francisco Chronicle, joins us for the new vaccine requirements. Thanks for joining us, Aaron.
Thanks for having me.
There's been some interesting movement on vaccines so far on Monday. More specifically, government starting to tell their state employees that they need to get vaccinated. And specifically, California, New York is doing something like that. The federal government is requiring VA frontline healthcare workers to get vaccinated. So, Aaron, tell us what we're seeing in California. Stopping short of a mandate.
Yeah, it is just short of a mandate. So the state just on Monday, as you said, put out a new policy that all state workers, so that's more than 250,000 people who work for the state, must show proof of vaccination. And if they don't want to show proof or they don't have that proof because they're not vaccinated, then they have to undergo weekly testing, at least weekly testing to prove that they're not infected. And they have to go back to wearing. I mean, they have been wearing masks, but they will definitely be required to wear masks, that kind of thing. But basically, the big change here is that everyone in the state has to prove whether or not they're vaccinated.
Previously, workers could self-attest that they had gotten the vaccine, so that'll be a little embarrassing if those people had said they'd gotten it, and now they have to go back to wearing masks and all that. What are we seeing with numbers in California? It's a very big state. But what are we seeing numbers-wise that is prompting this?
Like a lot of parts of the country, there have been some really big concerning increases in cases statewide. So, you know, we're now seeing cases up to kind of where we were almost at the start of the winter surge in some places. And we're seeing them increase rapidly. They're kind of doubling every week or every 2 weeks. So they're just going in completely the wrong direction. And I think the cases on their own are concerning enough, although we're kind of hoping the hospitals will be protected just because we do have a lot of people vaccinated in California. But we're seeing our hospitalization numbers increase a lot, too, which I think really has a lot of people alarmed because that's probably a sign that, like, this Delta is just getting into every person, every pocket that is not vaccinated in the state. And you get enough of those people infected and you're going to see those hospitalization numbers really drive up.
Yeah, we have about 62% of all eligible Californians that are fully vaccinated so far. Obviously, we want those numbers to go higher. And this is an effort for that, but that's what we're seeing. As I mentioned at the beginning, New York is doing something very similar to what California is doing. And the federal government, this is the first mandate now from the federal government telling VA healthcare workers to get the vaccine. And I'm assuming, you know, once California and the federal government starts doing something like this, we'll start seeing other states fall into place with these types of rulings as well.
I think we're going to see a lot more of this overall. San Francisco actually was the first city in the country, and I think still may be the only country to actually mandate vaccinations of all of their city employees. That will go into effect after FDA approval of the vaccines, but that's anticipated pretty soon. And San Francisco also is already requiring all of its healthcare workers and people in congregate settings to be vaccinated. That's whether you work for the city or not. So we're seeing things like that. I think we're seeing, you know, a lot of private businesses now requiring vaccination, even requiring that their customers be vaccinated or show proof of vaccination before they enter. So, you know, I think just people are really concerned, and rightfully so, about this Delta variant. And the thinking is that our vaccination numbers just aren't moving in the right direction fast enough. You know, obviously, we are still increasing vaccination, but it's such a slow process at this point. And that the sense is that there's this urgency that we really just can't be patient with folks any longer. We need to sort of use more of that kind of stick approach, make it uncomfortable to be unvaccinated to get more people on board.
How has the enforcement been so far in San Francisco with some of those limited measures that they've been taking?
You know, we're still at the very early stages of that, so I think that kind of remains to be seen. You know, I mean, the idea is that if you refuse to be vaccinated, you can't work for the city. And I think we haven't come to that place yet. Not enough time has passed to kind of give people that opportunity to do it or not. So, I mean, that is definitely going to be one of the next big questions, right? Like, how many people are going to refuse to do this? Yeah. And what happens, you know, what do you do with those folks? I think the hope is that this will be enough to get more of those people on board.
As I mentioned at the beginning, this stops short of a mandate in California. And we can't ignore the fact that Governor Gavin Newsom is going through a recall election right now. I think in September is when California voters will be voting on that. What do you make of this current action, you know, as far as it relates to that recall effort?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting question. And certainly, you know, I talk to a lot of public health officials. I talk less to sort of the political pundits, so I can't, you know, I can't come with like real expertise there. But I know a lot of the public health folks are very concerned that that recall, that election is a factor here. It's really, really hard to make these tough decisions to, say, issue like another mask mandate to, you know, require everybody in the state to wear masks again, to issue any sort of new kind of lockdowns, even to sort of put out a mandate, you know what I mean? And it's got to be at least on his mind, you know, that these are people who are going to be voting in September and be thinking about that. But on the other hand, a larger part of the population really doesn't want to see this thing spiraling out of control all over again, right? So we need to kind of find a way to kind of mitigate this and get things back under some sort of control with sort of the least kind of in-your-face measures that are going to, you know, just upset a lot of people. So it's a really, it's always been a fine line to walk, but now it's even, right. It's got to just be even more precarious.
Right. Well, I'm sure as we've been talking about, we'll probably see more of these types of requirements in different states. And you nailed it. Once the vaccines get full FDA approval, then we'll start seeing some real mandates coming soon after that. So we'll monitor all of that. Aaron Allday, health writer at the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me again.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.